For the party, God says, if you sit in the front, somebody will come and say, go sit in the back, somebody greater has come. But in the meeting, anointing always flows from the front. That's the reason people rush to sit in the front. There is the word, and there is the anointing. So always when you go for a meeting, try to go and sit in the front. So now before we look into the word, I will also introduce my two pastors I have with me. My associate pastor, Dr. Vijay, is there.
Associate pastor Vijay,
and my Jamshedpur pastor Eric is also with
Jamshedpur pastor
Eric, yeah, from Jamshedpur. let's look to the Lord in prayer. Father, we have come to you, the author of life, the finisher of our faith. You alone have the words of life. This morning, Father, speak to us once again, for your words are life. They are spirit. They are truth. Your words have the power to cleanse us. Your words have the power to strengthen us. Your word says the word of God has the power to work in those who believe. We have come together in faith. Now we pray, Lord, as we hear the word, your word will work in each one of us. Help us to hear the voice of God, the teaching of God, not of man. We just surrender and sit at your feet. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Pastor Ramesh, Brother Ramesh had called it by faith.
Brother Ramesh, your viswasamato pinsaru.
You see, that's the most important thing we need in this life. Next life we won't need faith. Because faith will become sight. But this life, faith is the most important. Everything happens by faith. And faith comes only by hearing. And hearing by the word of God. No other way. Okay, it's not scripture doesn't actually say faith comes from hearing the word of God. That's not what it is saying. Faith comes from hearing. Hearing comes from the word of God. Because the more we hear the word of God, and as we obey, our spiritual ears open. That hearing has to increase. Only when that hearing comes, faith will come. That's why through the book of Revelation, the Spirit of God says, all those who have ears, let them hear. Everybody has ears. Everybody sitting in the church has ears. But they don't hear. Because their hearing hasn't come. Hearing hasn't come. The Pharisees followed Jesus wherever he went. And they knew the word by heart. And now the living word is speaking the very words of God. But they couldn't understand. Because they did not have hearing. They did not have hearing. They knew the word by heart. And they was hearing Jesus speak. But they had no faith. And they had no hearing. So every time we hear the word of God, pray that our hearing increases. More and more. It becomes clearer and clearer and clearer. The ways of God becomes clearer and clearer. Paul will say in the letter to the Corinthians, in chapter 13, he will say, ultimately only these three things matter. Faith, hope and charity or love. These three things. Of which he says the greatest is love. Hope is connected with the future. So we will put hope aside. That leaves faith and love. And Galatians 5:6, Paul will say, the Holy Spirit will tell us through Paul, in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision or uncircumcision matters. The only thing that matters is faith that works through love. Okay, faith alone is not enough. Because you can do great things by faith. It has to be done in love. Watch out for two things. As we grow older, and older in the Lord, we should grow in faith. We should also grow in love. Watch out for both. Both is important. Equally important. The reason is this. In ministry, over so many years, I've seen men of God, incredible men of faith, but with some of them seen as they grow in faith, they haven't grown in love. They become harder with time. And that's something which we need to be very careful about. As we grow in faith, we have to grow in love. That's what Jesus taught. That's what we see with Paul. That's what we see with Peter. That's what we see with John. Why I mentioned these four names? Because we have the testimony of only these four towards the end. Jesus on the cross, he shows us you can not only live by faith, you can die by faith. You can die by faith. Even though the Father has turned the face away, yet by faith he says, into your hands I commit my spirit. But his first words are, Father, forgive them. For they do not know what they are doing. It not only starts in faith, finishes in faith, he starts in love, finishes in love. You look at Peter, you look at Paul. Paul in his final letter, he talks about finishing in faith. But he also says, in my defense, when I went to the court, everybody abandoned me. But he says, I do not hold it against them. Yes, I forgive them. I'm not upset. But he said, the Lord himself stood by me. Stood by me. So you look through all these four. They ended in faith. They ended in love. Look for these two markers. As we grow older, increase in faith, increase in love. That's why Paul will say in Galatians 5:6, only thing that matters, only thing that matters is faith working through love. Working through love. But for this morning, I want to get into basic fundamentals. Simple fundamentals. Men for believers. You see, when Jesus started his journey, it's recorded in four gospels. But the fourth gospel is different from the other three. It's different from the other three. For pastors, we should preach from all four, but meditate on the fourth one. He has only 8 miracles recorded in the Gospel according to John. Seven before resurrection, one after. And all the miracles are called signs. Signs. We get stuck with miracles. We seek miracles. We get obsessed with miracles. And we hear there is a miracle meeting. If Pastor Ramesh had text, miracle meeting, all chairs would have been full. But that's where the Gospel of John is different. The miracles are called signs. It's a sign. What is the purpose of a sign? It is pointing to something else. It is pointing to somebody else. So in John chapter 2, you will see, you don't have to turn because we all know our Bibles well. I hope we know our Bibles well. Scripture says, 3 days later, he goes for a wedding. The first thing that happens, there is a wedding. He doesn't go for a meeting. He goes for a wedding. The reason? If you study Genesis, the first institution ordained by God is a wedding. First thing is a wedding. Jesus goes first for a wedding. The culmination of everything finally will be a wedding. It's a wedding. When you go to the wedding, this is the danger of inviting Jesus to weddings.
Yesu Christ no,
but We invite people for meals.
మనము భోజనం చేయడానికి ప్రజలను పిలుస్తాము.
We eat, eat and go.
మన తింటాము వెళ్ళిపోతాము.
If you invite Jesus for a meal,
ఒకవేళ నీవు యేసు ప్రభువును భోజనం చేయడానికి
పిలిస్తే, he comes as a guest.
ఆయన ఒక guest గా వచ్చి
and becomes the host.
ఆయన ప్రధానిగా మార్చబడతాడు.
Okay, he becomes the host.
ఆయన ప్రధానమైన వాడిగా మార్చబడతాడు.
Wine has run out.
అక్కడ ద్రాక్షారసం అయిపోయింది.
And Jesus has to intervene.
యేసయ్య అక్కడ బయలుపరుచుకున్నాడు.
Jesus has to intervene.
యేసయ్య అక్కడ పనిచేస్తాడు.
He says there are 6 stone jars outside.
అక్కడ బయట ఆరు రాతి బాణాలు ఉన్నాయి.
6.
ఆరు రాతి బాణాలు.
Number of man.
మనిషి యొక్క సంఖ్య.
The end of law. This is what the law does.
ఇదే ధర్మశాస్త్రము చేసే కార్యము.
We become stone hearted.
మనము రాతి హృదయం వలె మార్చబడతాము.
We are empty.
మనము ఖాళీ పాత్రలుగా ఉంటాము.
We have no joy. We have no joy.
మనలో ఆనందం అనేది ఉండదు.
And then Jesus comes.
అయితే యేసుక్రీస్తు ఆయన వచ్చాడు.
And he has only one command.
అయితే ఆయనకి ఒకటే ఆజ్ఞ ఇవ్వబడింది.
Fill it with water. If you feel stone hearted and empty this Christmas, fill it with the word of God. The word of God is like water. Fill it. Fill it. Fill it. And then we will see something happens. There is a transformation in the body. Simple. They obeyed one command of Jesus. What looked like a disaster has become a joyous occasion. This is the first sign. If you bring Jesus in and you keep your life filled with Jesus, your joy will be full. Righteousness,
neeti,
peace,
samadhanamu,
and joy
parishuddhaatmika
in the Holy Spirit. This is the kingdom of God.
Ide devuni rajyamu.
You see, that's one thing the world should see.
Chudandi ee okka vishayame lokamu manalo chudala.
Christian should be manifesting peace and joy.
క్రైస్తవుడు ప్రేమ సంతోషం సమాధానము ద్వారా బయలుపరచబడాలి.
వి కెనాట్ మెషర్ రైచెస్నెస్.
నీతిని మనము కొలచలేము. దాన్ని
పీస్ కెన్ బి మెషర్.
కానీ సమాధానం మాత్రం కొలచబడుతుంది.
రైట్ జాయ్ కెన్ బి మెషర్.
సంతోషం ఆనందము కొలచబడుతుంది.
When they see you,
అయితే ఎప్పుడైతే వారు బయట ఉన్న వారు నిన్ను చూసినప్పుడు,
they don't know about your righteousness.
నీ నీతి గురించి వారికి తెలియకపోవచ్చు.
But they will know whether you are at peace.
అయితే నీకు సమాధానం ఉన్నదా లేదా వారు గ్రహిస్తారు.
They will see your joy.
నీవు ఆనందంగా ఉన్నవా లేదా చూస్తారు.
And this peace and joy that God is talking about,
చూడండి, ఈ సమాధానము ఆనందం గురించి దేవుడు
మాట్లాడుతున్నాడు, has got nothing to do with our troubles.
మన సమస్యలతో దానికి సంబంధం ఏమీ కూడా లేదు.
It is over and above our troubles.
మన సమస్య ఎంతో ఉన్నతమైనది.
బట్ ద సాడ్ థింగ్ ఇస్,
అయితే విచారకరం ఏంటంటే,
వేర్ ఎవర్ ఐ గో,
మనం ఎక్కడ వెళ్ళినా కానీ,
వాట్ డు క్రిస్టియన్స్ సే,
క్రైస్తవులు ఏమంటారు,
ఐ డోంట్ నో హౌ యు సే ఇన్ తెలుగు, ఇన్ మలయాళం దే సే, ఓ వల్లన దుఃఖం ఆ మాస్టర్,
ఓ ఎంతో దుఃఖం ఉంది అయ్యగారని మలయాళంలో అంటారు.
యు గో టు నార్త్ ఇండియా,
నార్త్ ఇండియాకి వస్తే,
బహు దుఃఖి హే పాస్టర్,
ఓ ఎంతో బాధపడి ఎంతో దుఃఖంలో ఉన్నా.
యు గో టు అస్సాం,
అస్సాం వస్తే,
మోయ్ దుఃఖీ మనో ఆసే,
ఓ ఎంతో దుఃఖ దుఃఖముగానే ఉన్నాను అంటారు.
యు గో టు నార్త్ అదర్ నేపాలీ ఏరియాస్,
నేపాలీ దేశాలకు వస్తే,
పాస్టర్ బాబు మో ఎక్దమ్ దుఃఖీ చా,
మో ఎక్దమ్ దుఃఖీ చా అంటారు.
Same testimony everywhere. Can that be the kingdom of God? Righteousness,
neeti,
samadhanam,
samadhanam,
parishuddhaatmika anandam. I'll give you two examples.
Rendu udaharanalu meeku istanu.
James has been executed.
James
has been executed.
యాకోబు నరికి వేయబడ్డాడు.
And the people are happy.
Ento santosham.
But people are happy. Praja. Oh.
Varanda santoshamga unnaru praja.
Herod understood the people were happy.
Aithe prajalu santoshamga unnara sangati Herodu grahinchadu.
So he decided,
aithe oka nirnayam nirdharam chesukunnadu.
I will execute Peter also.
Aithe Petruni kuda.
Peter is lying in prison. And he's going to be executed the next day. If you are going to be executed tomorrow, can you sleep?
No.
Is Peter sleeping?
Peter padukunnada?
Fast asleep.
Oh God, nidralo unnadu Peter.
To the point.
Chudandi, chivari varaku.
The angel has to wake him up.
Doodu chesi tadivi lepas vachindi.
Why?
Enduku?
Righteousness.
Neeti.
Peace.
Samadhanam.
Peace. That's the kingdom of God.
Idi anni kuda devuni vaachalo untundi.
That's, this is real.
It is satsamu.
You have to believe this is true.
It is satsamu ani manu viswasinchala.
Jesus doesn't die. So he doesn't lie.
Yesayya chanipoledu ani eppudu kuda abaddham aadadu.
We go around Christmas season.
Mana Christmas kaalamlo manam anta tirugutu.
At 2 in the morning.
Uday kaalam varaku.
Waking up everybody.
Andarni leputu.
With drums.
Drums to
saying peace on earth.
Oh, bhoomi paina samadhanam vachindi.
But we have no samadhanam. Right? Resurrection Sunday, evening, when Jesus comes to his disciples, it's the first thing he says. Peace. Why are you so fearful?
You
are fearful. Peace. Peace. Peter is peacefully sleeping.
And
people should see that we are people at peace. Why do we have peace? Because we have peace with God. The entire gospel in one verse. Romans chapter 5. And verse 1. One and two. 5:1-2. Could read it in Telugu. Loudly, Pastor.
కాబట్టి విశ్వాసం మూలమున మనము నీతివంతులముగా తీర్చబడి మన ప్రభు అయిన యేసు క్రీస్తు ద్వారా.
Because we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God. We talk about faith. We talk about faith ministries. Everything is by faith. What is the first fruit of faith?
It's
peace with God.
అది సమాధానం దేవుతో సమాధానం
పీస్ విత్ గాడ్
దేవుతో సమాధానం పరచబడు
ఇన్ ద బిగినింగ్
ప్రారంభంలో
టిల్ ది ఎండ్
చివరి వరకు కూడా
ఎవ్రీ డే త్రూ ఫెయిత్ వి రిసీవ్ పీస్ విత్ గాడ్
అయితే విశ్వాసం ద్వారా దేవునితో మనం సమాధానం పరచబడుతున్నాము
పీస్ ఇస్ కనెక్టెడ్ విత్ పాస్ట్
చూడండి సమాధానం అనేది గతముతో ఇమిడి ఉంటుంది
వి లివ్ ఇన్ 3 స్టేజెస్
అయితే మనము 3 విధాలలో మనం జీవిస్తాము
yesterday
నిన్న దినమున
today
నిన్న ఈ రోజు
అండ్ టుమారో
మరియు రేపు
రిమెంబర్ 3 ఓకే
ఈ మూడు జ్ఞాపకం ఉంచుకోండి
బైబిల్ ఇస్ ఫుల్ ఆఫ్ త్రీస్
చూడండి బైబిల్ అంతా కూడా మూడు అనే సంఖ్యతో రాయబడి ఉంటుంది
God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Yesterday,
నిన్న
today,
ఈ రోజు
tomorrow,
రేపు
past,
గతము
present,
ప్రస్తుతము
future,
భవిష్యత్తు
Noah's ark,
Noah ఓడా
lower deck,
sorry కింద భాగము
మిడిల్ డెక్
మధ్య భాగము
అప్పర్ డెక్
భాగము
ద టెంపుల్
ఆలయము
ఆఫ్టర్ కోర్ట్స్
ఆవరణము
హోలీ ప్లేస్
పరిశుద్ధ స్థలము
మోస్ట్ హోలీ ప్లేస్
అతి పరిశుద్ధ స్థలము
ఇస్రాయెల్
ఇస్రాయెల్
యాస్ ఎ కింగ్డమ్
రాజ్యముగా
3 కింగ్స్
3 రాజులు
సౌల్
సౌలు
David,
Davilu,
Solomon.
Solomon.
And after that the kingdom is divided.
తర్వాత
All of us,
మనమందరము
sitting here,
ఇక్కడ ఉన్నాము
spirit,
ఆత్మ
soul,
ప్రాణము
body,
శరీరము
Jesus said,
యేసయ్య అన్నాడు
harvest,
కోత కాలము
3 times,
మూడు సార్లు
30-fold,
30-fold,
60-fold,
60-fold,
100-fold,
100-fold.
The will of God,
దేవుని చిత్తము
pleasing,
సంతోషపరచడం
good,
మంచిది
perfect.
Jesus
is the way, the truth, the life. And at the end, new earth, new heaven, new Jerusalem. Decide where you want to go. Decide where you want to go. Fourth place is also there, which is called Lake of Fire. Literally, understand this. So peace for our past. Always about our past, we need peace. That's why God says through Paul, do not let the sun go down on your anger. What is it? Do not let the sun go down on your anger. When you go to a doctor, you fall ill. You go to the doctor. How do you know you are ill? Because you have fever. Fever is not the sickness. Fever is the symptom. Sickness is inside. Remember the first question God asks outside the garden. Cain, why are you angry? Why has your countenance fallen? He says, sin is crouching at the door. Why did he say that? Why does God say in the new covenant, do not let the sun go down on anger? Anger is the symptom. If you don't handle the symptom, sin will overpower you. Therefore, we need peace with past. Every day. If you have peace with God, your nidra will be peaceful. Peaceful. Doesn't matter what is told tomorrow. If you have peace with God, first fruit of faith. Peace with God. Now read verse 2. Yes. Yes. Did you see second thing? We have peace with past. I have peace for my yesterday. How did it come? By faith. Through faith. Faith in God. Faith in God's word. By faith obeying what God said. I have peace. Now I am standing today. I have peace about yesterday. Peace with my wife. Peace with my church. For pastors, peace with your wife. First, peace with your wife. Peace with your church. We don't go into the world. I hope you don't go into the world. Peace with your family. Peace with your church. Yesterday is taken care of. What do I need for today? I need the grace of God. I need the grace of God. Doesn't matter what I may go through today. All I need is the grace of God. So verse 2 says, by faith, I stand today in the grace of God. Peace for the past, grace for today. These are the only two things I have control about. I don't have control about tomorrow. Peace about yesterday. Grace for today. Then what's the rest of the verse? Now when I look about tomorrow, hope of glory. Hope of glory. Peace for yesterday. Grace for today. Hope for tomorrow. Entire gospel in two verses. Peter has peace about his past. Sleeping nicely in grace. The soldiers to whom he is chained must have told him, tomorrow your head will be gone. Hoping they can trouble him. Peter is sleeping happily. And he's dreaming. Can the world disturb us? Because you have the hope of glory. Isn't that Paul saying? His death is so close. And he says, I know the crown of righteousness that is waiting for me. This is simple. Don't make the gospel complicated. The life of Christ is lived one day at a time. We need peace first. Doesn't matter what you have done. If you go to God, we repent, we confess, we will receive mercy. Because of Jesus. Because of Jesus. We will receive mercy. We will receive mercy. Peace with God. Peace with God. If you turn with me to Philippians. And chapter 4 and verse 4 to 7.
ఎల్లప్పుడూ ప్రభువునందు ఆనందించుడి, మరలా చెప్పదను ఆనందించుడి, మీ సహనము సకల జనులకు తెలియజేయబడనియుడి, ప్రభు సమీపంగా ఉన్న నేను గురించి చింతపడకుడి గాని ప్రతి విషయంలో ప్రార్థన విజ్ఞాపన చేత కృతజ్ఞతగా మీ విన్నపములు దేవునికి తెలియజేయుడి, అప్పుడు సమస్త జ్ఞానముకు మించిన దేవుని సమాధానము క్రీస్తు యేసు వలన మీ హృదయములకును మీ తలపులకును కావలి ఉండును.
Now look at verse 7.
ఏడవ వచనం చూడండి ఒకసారి.
It is not what Romans 5:1 is saying. Romans 5:1 is peace with God. Philippians 4:7 is the peace of God. Okay. When I have peace with God, then the peace of God guards my heart. When I don't have peace with God, then I miss the peace of God. We need the peace of God. But the peace of God won't come unless we have peace with God. That's why scripture says, pursue peace. As far as possible, God says, live in peace with all men. See, you cannot have peace with all men. God also knows that. But says, as far as possible with you, live in peace with all men. But you can always live in peace with God. With peace with God. Peace with God. Peace with man. God says the peace of God will guard your heart. Guard your heart. And then we have grace for today. Even to the greatest apostle. God says, peace is, my grace is sufficient for
you.
We don't need anything more. We only need grace. And grace is the very power of the Holy Spirit. Don't just make grace into theology. Grace is the power of the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit in the new covenant is called the Spirit of Grace. So in Hebrews 4:16, God tells his children, come boldly. Confess, brothers. Read it in Telugu.
సమయోచితమైన సహాయము కొరకు కృప పొందినట్లు ధైర్యముతో కృపాసనములకు చేరుదము.
కృపాసనం. అండ్ దెన్ ఫినిష్. స్క్రిప్చర్ సేస్ కమ్ బోల్డ్లీ కాన్ఫిడెంట్లీ టు ది వెరీ థ్రోన్ రూమ్ ఆఫ్ గ్రేస్.
దేవుని వాక్యం అంటుంది కృప సింహాసనం యొక్క మనము ధైర్యముతో నిశ్చయతతో ఆయన యొక్కకు వెళ్ళాలి.
ద థ్రోన్ రూమ్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్స్ నేమ్ హ్యాస్ చేంజ్డ్ నౌ ఇట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ ద థ్రోన్ రూమ్ ఆఫ్ గ్రేస్.
అది కృప సింహాసనము సింహాసనము పేరు మార్చబడింది. ఇప్పుడు ఏమని చూస్తున్నారంటే కృప సింహాసనముగా.
వెరీ సూన్ ద నేమ్ విల్ చేంజ్.
వెంటనే ఆ పేరు మార్చబడుతుంది.
వెరీ సూన్
వెంటనే
the grace will be taken and it will be called throne room of judgment.
Chudandi aa ventane ante aa krupa elante teerpu yokka simhasanamuga ventane maarchu.
But now it is called the throne room of grace.
Aithe ippudu maatram krupa simhasanamuga pilavabadutundi.
And we are told come boldly.
Aithe devudu antunnadu dhairyamuto
confidently
nischayato raani.
And receive first what?
Mottamadi edi pondukuntunnadu?
Receive
krupa pondunattu dhairyamuto krupasanamudaku cherudamu.
Mercy.
Yeah, how does it say in Telugu?
Mercy
first. Why should I come to the throne room of grace and receive mercy first? I am coming for grace. But God says mercy first. Why? Mercy is connected with yesterday. We come to God. He will show something for which we need mercy. You know why God's people walk powerless?
ఎందుకు దేవుని యొక్క ప్రజలు శక్తి లేని లేని వారిగా నడుచుకుంటారు?
నాట్ బికాస్ గ్రేస్ ఇస్ నాట్ అవైలబుల్.
చూడండి, కృప అందుబాటులో ఉండడం అనేది కాదు.
ఇట్స్ నాట్ బికాస్ ద థ్రోన్ రూమ్ ఆఫ్ గ్రేస్ ఇస్ షట్.
దేవుని కృప సింహాసనము మూయబడి ఉండడం కాదు.
బికాస్ దే డు నాట్ సీక్ మెర్సీ.
వారు కనికరాన్ని వారు వెతుకుతలేరు.
దే వాంట్ మెర్సీ ఫ్రమ్ గాడ్.
చూడండి, దేవుని యొద్ద నుండి కనికరము వారికి
కాదు. దేర్ ఇస్ అ ప్రాబ్లం విత్ మెర్సీ.
కనికరముతోనే ఉన్న సమస్య.
మెర్సీ డజంట్ కమ్ ఫ్రీ.
చూడండి, కనికరం అనేది ఉచితము కాదు.
ఓన్లీ ద యూ నో అబౌట్ మెర్సీ ఇన్ ద బియాటిట్యూడ్.
చూడండి, కనికరం గురించి రాయబడి తెలుసా?
బ్లెస్డ్ ఆర్ ద మెర్సీఫుల్,
కనికరము కలిగిన వారు ధన్యులు.
టు ఆబ్టైన్ మెర్సీ,
కనికరం మనం పొందుకోవాలంటే
ఐ హావ్ టు బి మెర్సీఫుల్.
మనము కనికరము కలిగిన వారే ఉండాలి.
We won't forgive our brother.
చూడండి, మనము మన సహోదరులను మనం క్షమించము.
But we demand mercy from God.
అయితే దేవుని దగ్గర నుంచి మాత్రమే కనికరాన్ని కోరుకుంటాము.
And we are stuck at the throne room of grace.
మనం ఆ కృప సింహాసనం యొద్దనే మనం ఆగిపోతాము.
God doesn't change his order.
దేవుడు తన యొక్క నియమాలు ఎప్పుడు కూడా మార్చడు.
Even in the Lord's prayer.
దేవుని ప్రార్థనలో కూడా
everything is free.
ప్రభు ప్రార్థనలు అన్ని కూడా ఉచితమే.
Free, 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 free.
అన్ని ఉచితం, ఉచితం, ఉచితము.
Except one thing.
కేవలం ఒకటి మాత్రమే.
Forgiveness is not free.
క్షమి, క్షమాపణ అనేది ఉచితం కాదు.
Father, forgive me.
తండ్రి నన్ను క్షమిస్తే.
As I forgive my debtor.
నేను ఇతరులను క్షమించినట్లు తండ్రి నన్ను క్షమిస్తాడు.
Mercy.
కనికరము.
మెర్సీ ఇస్ ద బ్లాక్.
కనికరమే అక్కడ ఆటంకంగా ఉంటుంది.
ఇఫ్ వి ఆర్ నాట్ మెర్సిఫుల్,
మనము ఇతరులపైన కనికరం చూపిస్తలేం కనుక
వి డోంట్ ఆబ్టైన్ మెర్సీ,
మనము కూడా కనికరం పొందలేని స్థితిలో ఉంటాము.
అండ్ ద హోల్ గ్రేస్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ ఇస్ దేర్ అవైలబుల్,
దేవుని కృప అంతా కూడా అక్కడ అందుబాటులో ఉంటుంది.
అండ్ వి గాడ్స్ పీపుల్,
మనం దేవుని ప్రజలము ఉంటున్నాము.
ఇన్ ది ఏజ్ ఆఫ్ గ్రేస్,
దేవుని కృప కాలములో,
బోర్న్ ఆఫ్ ద స్పిరిట్ ఆఫ్ గ్రేస్,
కృప యొక్క ఆత్మ ద్వారా మనం జన్మించాము.
వాక్ వితౌట్ గ్రేస్,
అయితే కృప లేని జీవితముగా నడుచుకుంటాము.
వాక్ వితౌట్ గ్రేస్,
కృప లేని జీవితముగా.
దిస్ ఇస్ ఫండమెంటల్,
ఇది చాలా ప్రాముఖ్యం.
గాడ్ విల్ నెవర్ చేంజ్ హిస్ ఆర్డర్,
చూడండి, తన యొక్క నియమాలను దేవుడు ఎప్పుడు కూడా మార్చడు.
నాట్ because remember the kingdom of God, what is the definition of the kingdom of God?
దేవుని రాజ్యం యొక్క నిర్వచనం ఏంటండి?
Righteousness,
నీతి,
peace,
సమాధానము.
First is నీతి,
చూడండి, మొట్టమొదటిగా నీతి.
నీతి first is నీతి.
నీతి,
if I don't receive mercy,
ఒకవేళ కనికరాన్ని నేను పొందుకోకపోతే,
I am not declared righteous.
I can be neetimanturiga teerchabadanu.
The only way I can be declared righteous,
neetimanturiga teerchabadadi okay dwara,
is I receive mercy.
Eppudu kanikaramu pottukuntanu.
That's God's order.
Adhe devuni kanu.
The scepter of his kingdom,
chudandi, aya shasanam rajyam yokka neeti dandamu,
is righteousness.
Neeti dandamu.
The scepter of his kingdom,
aya rajyam yokka adura danta neeti dandamu,
is righteousness.
Adhe neeti dandamu.
I tell people,
nenu prachalato nee maat antanu,
when you look at the cross,
neevu siluvanu neevu chusinappudu,
what do you see?
నీవే చూస్తున్నావు.
We see the mercy of God,
మనం దేవుని కనికరం.
We see the kindness of God,
దేవుని కృప.
We see the love of God,
దేవుని ప్రేమ.
We see the compassion of God,
దేవుని కనికరాన్ని చూస్తున్నాం.
We see all that,
ఇవన్నీ కూడా మనం చూస్తాం.
But when God looks at the cross,
అయితే దేవుడు ఆ శిలువను చూసినప్పుడు,
when the angels look at the cross,
దూతలు దేవుని శిలువను చూసినప్పుడు,
what do they see?
వారు ఏం చూస్తున్నారు?
They see the justice of God,
దేవుని యొక్క తీర్పును వారు చూస్తున్నారు.
They see the righteousness of God,
దేవుని యొక్క నీతిని వారు చూస్తున్నారు.
The righteousness of God has to be met on the cross so that we can receive the mercy of God.
దేవుని యొక్క నీతి ఆ సింహాసనం పైన, ఆ శిలువ పైన ఉంచబడేది కనుక మనము కనికరాన్ని మనం పొందుకుంటున్నాము.
No other way.
వేరే మార్గాలు లేవు.
There's no other way.
వేరే మార్గాలు లేవు.
Receiving a miracle is not very difficult.
అద్భుతము పొందుకోవడం ఆ కఠినం కాదు, కష్టం కాదు.
Not difficult.
కష్టం కాదు.
To whoever came to Jesus,
యేసుక్రీస్తు యొద్దకు ఎవరు వచ్చినారు,
what do you want?
ఏకేం కావాలి?
Lord, I want to be clean.
దేవా, నేను పరిశుద్ధపరచబడాలి.
Be clean.
శుద్ధి చేయబడాలి.
Lord, we want to be clean.
దేవా, మేమందరం శుద్ధి చేయబడాలి.
Go show you the priest.
నీవు ఒక ప్రధాన యాజకుడు.
Lord, my daughter is sick.
దేవా, నా కూతురు బాగాలేదు.
I will come.
నేను వస్తాను.
Lord, my servant is sick.
దేవా, నాకు సేవకుడు బాగాలేదు.
Go, he is healed.
ఆయన స్వస్థపరచబడాలి.
Lord, I want my sight.
దేవా, నా చూపు కావాలి.
Receive your sight.
పొందుకో నీ చూపును.
Nicodemus came in the night. He didn't come for a miracle. He came because he was doubtful now of his salvation.
చూడండి, ఎందుకంటే తన రక్షణ గురించి సందేహంలో ఉన్నాడు.
He thought he was righteous.
ఆయన అనుకున్నాడు, నేను నీతిమంతుడను.
Under the law he thought he was righteous.
ధర్మశాస్త్ర ప్రకారం నేను నీతిమంతుడను అనుకున్నాను.
Under until he saw Jesus,
అయితే యేసుక్రీస్తును చూచేంత వరకు,
he came in the night.
ఆయన వెలుగులోకి వచ్చాడు.
What you wanted was salvation.
నీ రక్షణ గురించి కావాలి.
You cannot have salvation unless you declare righteous.
నీవు నీతిమంతుడిగా తీర్చబడకపోతే నీ రక్షణ నీవు
కలిగి. Jesus told him,
అయితే యేసయ్య అన్నాడు,
unless you are born again,
నీవు తిరిగి జన్మించకపోతే,
by water,
నీటి ద్వారా,
and spirit,
ఆత్మ ద్వారా.
Water, please don't make it into water or baptism, okay?
నీటి బాప్తిసం అంటే నీటి ద్వారా అంటే బాప్తిసం అనుకోకండి.
That water is the word of God.
చూడండి, నీరు అంటే వాక్యము.
That water is the truth of God.
నీరు అంటే దేవుని సత్యము.
So many millions who got baptized in water will go to hell because they haven't received the truth.
అనేకులు నీటి ద్వారా బాప్తిసం తీసుకున్న వారందరూ కూడా నరకానికి వెళ్తారు, ఎందుకంటే వారికి సత్యము తెలియదు.
It is sad but it is true.
అది విచారము కానీ అది సత్యము, వాస్తవము.
Read Ephesians 5:26.
ఎఫెసీయుల రాష్ట్రపతి 5:26 వచనాలు ఒకసారి.
పురుషులారా, మీరును మీ భార్యలను ప్రేమించుడి, అటువలే క్రీస్తు కూడా సంఘమును ప్రేమించి అది కళంకమైనను ముడతయైనను అట్టిది మరి ఏదైనను లేక పరిశుద్ధమైనది గాను నిర్దోషమైనది గాను మహిమగల సంఘము గాను ఆయన తన ఎదుట దానిని నిలవబెట్టుకొనవలని వాక్యముతో ఉదక స్నానము చేత దానిని పవిత్రపరిచి పరిశుద్ధపరచు.
బై ద వాషింగ్ ఆఫ్ ద వాటర్ ఆఫ్ ద వర్డ్,
దేవుని వాక్యము ద్వారా ఉదక స్నానము చేయుట ద్వారా,
దట్ ఇస్ the word of God is truth.
Devuni vakyamu satyamu.
Truth is not our enemy.
Chudandi, satyamu mana shatru kaadu.
Water is not our enemy.
Neeru mana shatru kaadu.
When I was small,
nenu chinna vaadiga unnappudu,
and I lived in the Himalayas,
nenu Himalayalo nenu jeevichu,
and I always thought water was my enemy.
Athe nenu ane nenu eppudu anukunnanu, neeru naa shatru ani nenu anukunnanu.
No heaters those days.
Aa rojullo heater anedi ledhu.
And morning my mother will say, go have a bath. And there the water in the tap is like taking water from your fridge. I thought water was my enemy. What I used to do? Take one mug of water, wet my hair, wash my face, wet my leg, and then wrap the towel and try to run through the kitchen. There my mother stopped. Wait then. Looked here. Then she uses one word. She will say, "Acha."
Acha.
That's my father. Terror. Lightning, I went back to the bathroom. Took the bucket of water. But water is not our enemy. Water is the enemy of the dirt on us. Truth is not our enemy. The word of God is truth. It is not our enemy. It is our friend. But it is the enemy of the lies and the sin in us. It is the enemy of sin. It is the enemy of the lies we have believed. So we are saved by truth. We are saved by the word. When we receive the word of God, when we believe in the word of God, and when we confess the word of God, the word of God cleanses us. The spirit of God cleanses us. We are born of the word and born of the spirit. Both. I'll prove to you from scripture. James 1:18. You don't go by what I say, scripture.
James 1:18.
Satya vakyam, we have been born again by the word of truth. We are born again by the spirit of truth. Truth is not our enemy. Truth is our friend. So when we go to God, remember, we keep saying this. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the truth. Jesus is the life. Both are the same. We get into the way. Jesus said, straight is the gate. Narrow is the way to life. Very few will find it, he said. If Jesus came to seek and save the lost, why will very few find the life? God loves the world so much and gave his only son for us, then why will only few find life?
సొంత కుమారుడిని పిలిచినట్లయితే ఎందుకు కొంతమంది మాత్రమే ఆ జీవాన్ని పొందుకుంటున్నారు?
Because in this way stands truth. We have to encounter truth every day. Every day. More we encounter truth, allow truth to work in us, we have access to the tree of life. In the Garden of Eden, they were sent out.
వారందరూ కూడా వెలివేయబడ్డారు.
And two cherubims were kept.
ఆ కొంత చుట్టూ రెండు దూతలు ఉన్నవి.
With a flaming sword.
ఆ అగ్ని ఒక ఖడ్గము చేత.
So that no one would access the tree of life.
ఎవరు కూడా ఆ జీవ వృక్షము తినకుండా ఆటంకం ఉంటుంది.
But Jesus now steps down.
అయితే యేసయ్యకు బయటికి వస్తున్నాడు.
And he says, I am the life.
ఆయన అంటున్నాడు, నేనే జీవము.
You can come and partake of me.
వచ్చి నాలో నీవు ఏకముగాక.
You can drink of me.
నా నుంచి నీవు తాగు.
You can have my life.
నా జీవిత
But before we can approach, God says in between still stands the sword. What does scripture says? The word of God is a double-edged sword, going beyond the soul and the spirit, laying bare everything. Your actions, your words, your thoughts, your intentions. And he says, unless you allow it to work, you do not have really access to life. So only those who hunger and thirst for righteousness will find life. More and more life. More and more life. Please remember, this is truth. There is a receiving of the life of God. There is a growing in the life of God. And Bible talks about reaching the perfection or the maturity of Christ in us. It is there. Perfection in faith. Perfection in love. These two primary. Abraham, when he left the Ur of the Chaldeans, because he heard the word of God, he believed. He left. He got stuck at Haran. When he left Haran, he again believed the second word of God. He went into Egypt. He came out of Egypt. Went back to the altar. Made peace with God. He's going on. Then one night, God appears to him and tells him, Abraham, I am your exceedingly great reward and your shield. And he said, what's the use? I have no child. This Eliezer will take everything. God said, come out. Look at the sky. Can you measure? He said, no. He said, your children will be like these stars. And scripture says he believed. And God counted it unto him as righteousness. Every step he is believing. His faith is becoming stronger and stronger. Sometimes he falls. And he falls very badly. God won't speak to him for a long time until he's ready to move to the next step. At 87, the age of 87, he listened to Sarah and he had Ishmael.
ఇష్మాయేలు కలిగి ఉన్నాడు.
It was not faith.
అది విశ్వాసం కాదు.
It was sight.
అది వెలుచూపు.
God did not speak to him for another 13 years.
13 సంవత్సరాల వరకు దేవుడితో మాట్లాడలేదు.
Read scripture carefully.
జాగ్రత్తగా వచనాలు చదవండి.
When he is
99, 99వ సంవత్సరం ఉన్నప్పుడు
God speaks to him.
దేవుడితో మాట్లాడాడు.
What he tells him is this.
ఆయన ఏమన్నాడంటే,
Walk before me.
నా ఎదుట నీవు నడువు.
And be blameless.
నిందారహితుడిగా.
And then tells him,
I'm
instituting circumcision.
నేను నిన్ను సున్నతి చేయడం చేస్తున్నాను.
Why?
ఎందుకు?
As a symbol.
అది ఒక సూచనగా.
My people. My people
who
walk by faith will not put trust in the flesh. He's growing in faith. But in chapter 20, you don't have to turn, but chapter 22, when God tells him one night, Abraham, take your son, your only son, make a 3-day journey, and on the mountain I tell you, offer him as a sacrifice. Scripture says, next day morning he left. Next day. No hesitation at all. He goes up. He climbs up. He ties the son. Lifts the knife. And God says, Abraham, Abraham, stop. That's when his faith is perfected. Don't believe me. Don't believe me. Believe scripture. James chapter 2. Verse
21, 22.
పరిపూర్ణ. దాట్ ఈస్ వెన్ హిస్ విశ్వాసం బికమ్ పరిపూర్ణ.
విశ్వాసము పరిపూర్ణము చెందినప్పుడే
వి ఆల్ హ్యావ్ టు రీచ్ దట్ స్టేజ్.
మనమందరం కూడా ఆ స్థాయిలోకి వెళ్ళాలి.
డిఫరెంట్ వేస్,
వేరే మార్గాలు ఉంటున్నాయి.
Our lives are different. Everybody has to reach there. The perfection of our faith. Jesus said, be perfect as your father is perfect. That is the perfection of our love. To love our own. To love our church, to love our friends, to love our unknown. But he says to love your enemies, to bless them, not to curse them. He says your love should become perfect. Faith has to become perfect. Love has to become perfect. It's both. There is another third thing. All this is expressed. Love and faith is expressed through the tongue. So James will say in chapter 3, verse 2.
ఎవడైనా మాట యందు తప్పని ఎడల అతి వాడు లోపము లేని వాడై తన సర్వ శరీరమును స్వాధీనం అందించుకున్న శక్తి గలవాడగును.
He says if any man is able to control his tongue, not be at fault in what he says, he's a perfect person. Perfect person. Yesterday Sunday service, in our service, the whole message was on that. Why? Because God is his word. Everything that we know or we do not know is created by the word.
మనకు తెలిసినవి తెలియకపోయినవి సమస్తము కూడా వాక్కు ద్వారానే సృష్టించబడింది.
How did God create?
ఎలా సృష్టించాడు?
If you go through Genesis chapter 1,
ఆదికాండం 1వ అధ్యాయం అంతా చూస్తే,
in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth.
ఆది దేవుడు భూమి ఆకాశమును సృష్టించాడు.
The earth is void.
భూమి నిరాకారముగాను.
Darkness covers the surface of the earth.
శూన్యముగాను ఉంటును.
And the Spirit of God is hovering over the waters.
దేవుని ఆత్మ జలముపైన అల్లాడుచున్నను.
And after that, God said.
అయితే తర్వాత దేవుడు అన్నాడు.
God said.
దేవుడు అన్నాడు.
God said.
దేవుడు అన్నాడు.
God said.
దేవుడు పలికాడు.
God said.
దేవుడు పలికాడు.
How does God create? How does God create?
ఎలా దేవుడు సృష్టించాడు?
By speaking.
మాట ద్వారా.
By speaking.
మాట ద్వారా.
He created us in the same image.
అయితే ఆత్మ స్వరూపంలోనే దేవుడు మనల్ని సృష్టించాడు.
Only three entities.
ఈ యొక్క మూడు విషయాలు.
No, only three entities, beings.
మూడు భాగాలుగా.
మూడు
విధానాలుగా.
Beings అంటే.
Okay, God.
మూడు
జీవులు.
మూడు జీవులుగా.
God.
తండ్రి.
Angels.
దూతలు.
Man.
మరి మనుషులు.
Only these three have language.
చూడండి, ఈ ముగ్గురు మూడుకే భాషలని ఉంటుంది.
Nobody else has.
దాని ఇంకా వేరే దాని లేదు.
Animals don't have language.
మా జంతువులకు భాషలని లేదు.
God.
దేవునికి.
Angels.
దూతలకు.
And man.
మరి మనుషులకి.
So angels are called in the Bible sons of God.
అయితే దూతలు బైబిల్లో దూతలు దేవుని కుమారులుగా పిలవబడ్డారు.
Adam is called the son of God.
ఆదాము దేవుని కుమారుడిగా పిలవబడ్డాడు.
They have language.
వారికి భాషలని ఉంటుంది.
We speak.
వారు మాట్లాడతారు.
We create.
మనం సృష్టించగలము.
We speak.
మనం మాట్లాడగలము.
We create.
మనం సృష్టించగలము.
How did Noah create? Make the ark.
అయితే నోహా ఒక ఓడను ఎలా తయారు సిద్ధపరిచాడు?
First for the wood.
మొట్టమొదటిగా చెక్క.
God had originally created all the trees by the word of his mouth.
చూడండి, ఆ దేవుడు ప్రాగిలో చెట్లన్నీ కూడా ఎలా చేశాడంటే తన మాట ద్వారా చేశాడు.
And then he gave exact instructions by the word of his mouth.
అయితే తన మాట ద్వారా మన ఖచ్చితమైన సరైన శాసనాన్ని ఇచ్చాడు.
And Noah received the instruction in the form of language as word.
దేవుడు ఇచ్చిన వాక్యం ప్రకారం దేవుడు ఏదైతే మాట్లాడాడో నోహ అన్నిటిని కూడా జాగ్రత్తగా విన్నాడు.
And made it into be.
దానిని ఒక ఆకారంగా చేసిండు.
Everything that we see.
మనం చూసే సమస్తము కూడా.
An experience.
అనుభవించేది.
Is because of words.
అది కేవలం మాటను బట్టి.
It was communicated.
మనం సంభాషించేది.
And it was made.
అది కట్టబడుతుంది.
It was communicated.
చూడండి, సమాజం.
And it was made.
తర్వాత సృష్టించబడింది.
Faith is communicated by words.
విశ్వాసము మాట ద్వారా మన తెలియబడుతుంది.
Love is communicated by words.
ప్రేమ కూడా మాట ద్వారా తెలియబడుతుంది.
And therefore God says.
తర్వాత దేవుడు అంటున్నాడు.
Any man who is able to control his tongue.
అది ఎవరైనను తన నాలుకను సాధు చేసుకునేలా.
Is a perfect man.
అతడు పరిపూర్ణము చెందిన వ్యక్తి.
This is the steering wheel.
ఇదే భయంకరమైనది.
Steering wheel is.
ఎలా ఉంటుందంటే స్టీరింగ్ లాగా ఉంటుంది.
That is why when the Holy Spirit comes.
అయితే పరిశుద్ధాత్మ దేవుడు అందుకే దిగి వచ్చినప్పుడు.
The first thing he grabs is their tongues.
మొట్టమొదటిగా తన నాలుకను వారి నాలుకను ఆ సాధు చేసుకున్నాడు.
It comes as divided flaming tongues.
రెండున్నర అగ్ని స్వరాల వలె వారిపైన దిగి వచ్చింది.
బికాస్ వి హావ్ డివైడెడ్ టంగ్.
ఎందుకంటే మనము నా విభజించబడిన నాలుకను కలిగి ఉన్నాము.
As soon as Lucifer fell.
అయితే లూసిఫర్ ఎప్పుడైతే పడిపోగానే.
His tongue is divided.
అతని నాలుక విభజించబడింది.
He will speak good.
మంచి విషయాలు మాట్లాడతాడు.
He'll speak bad.
చెడు విషయాలు.
He will speak truth.
మనం సత్యం మాట్లాడతాడు.
He'll speak lie.
అబద్ధం మాట్లాడతాడు.
He will quote scripture.
వచనాలను తప్పు.
He will misquote scripture.
వచనాలను తప్పు తప్పుతాడు.
The serpent.
అపవాది.
Divided tongue.
చూడండి, అపవాదికి సర్పముకు రెండుసార్లు.
When Adam and Eve believed his voice.
చూడండి, ఆదాము హవ్వ ఎప్పుడైతే దాని స్వరము విన్నప్పుడు.
And ate of that fruit.
విశ్వసించి ఆ ఫలమును తిన్నప్పుడు.
Our tongue also got divided.
మనక నాలుకలు కూడా విభజించబడిన దేవుడు చేసిండు.
We will speak both ways.
మనం రెండు విధాలుగా మాట్లాడతాము.
God wants to make each one of us by faith a perfect person.
అయితే దేవుడు ఇక్కడ ఉన్న వారందరినీ కూడా విశ్వాసం ద్వారా పరిపూర్ణమైన వారిగా చేయాలని ప్రభువు.
God says it is not possible until I get hold of your tongue first.
మొట్టమొదటిగా నేను మీ నాలుకను సాధు చేయకపోతే ఏది కూడా సాధ్యం కాదు.
And the first thing you see is the Holy Spirit coming as divided flaming tongues.
చూడండి, అందుకొరకే మొట్టమొదటిగా పరిశుద్ధాత్మ దేవుడు వారి పైన దిగి వచ్చినప్పుడు నాలుకలు విభజించబడిన వలె ఆత్మ దిగి వచ్చింది.
Why?
ఎందుకు?
Because the set of people representing us 120 all their tongues are divided.
చూడండి, ఎందుకంటే మనవలనే 120 మంది ఉన్న వారందరూ కూడా నాలుకలు విభజించబడ్డాయి.
Remember the first one who will speak on the day of Pentecost.
Pentecost దినాన మొట్టమొదటి వ్యక్తి మాట్లాడింది ఎవరు?
Remember his tongue? If everyone leaves you, I will not leave you. Little later, I don't know who he is. Divided? Remember Thomas? What did Thomas say? Let us all go to Jerusalem and die with him. Little later, everyone running for their life. Divided tongue? Can God use them? No. Until their tongue has been healed. That's why when the Holy Spirit comes upon the church, the first instance, because their tongues are divided, he comes as flaming tongues. Jesus has the whole tongue, educated strong, instructed tongue. Why? Because he never rebelled against God. Don't believe me. Believe the word. Isaiah 50. Chapter 50. And verse 4. What has he given me? The tongue of instructed, educated, disciple tongue. How did it happen? What does scripture say? Morning by morning you awakened me. Verse
5.
Morning by morning you awakened me. And when you spoke to me, I was not rebellious. I obeyed you implicitly. Implicitly. Not one day. Not one week. Not one year. But 30 years. Quietly in Bethlehem, in Nazareth. Hearing, obeying. Hearing, obeying. And he has the tongue of the instructor. When he is baptized, first testimony of the Father. This is my Son, in whom I am well pleased. Why? For 30 years, his son walked by faith. Faith comes from hearing. Hearing from the word of God. This is my son, in whom I am well pleased. It is impossible to please God without faith. Is God pleased with his son? How is his tongue? Discipled his tongue. Not divided tongue. Disciple tongue. Therefore the difference. Upon him. When the Holy Spirit comes. Not as flaming divided tongue. As a dove. In peace. In peace. There was no healing needed for his tongue. Whole tongue. Instructor tongue. Educated tongue. Disciple tongue. This is what God wants to do with us. Morning by morning, he awakens us also. When he speaks to us, put things right. Put things right. Don't turn like one rebellious. When our tongue will become divided. The greatest danger today. The powerlessness in the church. It's not because the Holy Spirit is not there. It's not because grace isn't there. It's because our tongues are divided. And there is power. There is loss. There is power. There is loss. There is good. There is evil. And James will say, brethren, it is not right. You cannot bless God and curse your brother with the same tongue. Is it just sweet water and bitter water come from the same spring? He says, it shouldn't be. It shouldn't be. So God wants to do that work. So in Romans 12, when God says, offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, as what is acceptable, pleasing, reasonable in God's sight, do not conform to the pattern of the world, but by the renewing of your mind, you will know what is the good, the pleasing will of God. When we offer our bodies, first three things, more than anything else. God wants these three things. Your tongue, your eyes, your ears. These three things. Tongue. God says, zip it. Zip it. I didn't say, he said. I only put it as zip because zip is not written, but I will show you. James chapter 1 verse 19. Listen, quick to listen. Slow to sleep, speak. Shut your mouth. Listen carefully. Be careful about what you listen. How you listen. Be very careful. Our problem is this. Let me ask you this question. If brother, Pastor Paul, Naveen, brings morning he came from home. And his wife tied up the garbage. And gave it to him. And said, go give it to another pastor. Will you take it? Why? Pastor is giving. Will you take it? But our problem is this. We are forever listening to garbage about others. Now let me tell you. If he takes and gives you the garbage, let's say Pastor Vijay took it. He took it to his house. After some time, his house starts stinking. His house is fine. His house is stinking. This is the problem. We listen.
Brother.
And after some time, our mind is stinking. We are not able to hear. Why? Because we took garbage
in.
This is the problem. Biggest problem. Without understanding, this is the tactic of the devil. Especially with pastors. Why? Pastor Naveen. He is a messenger. He is the one who speaks the word of God. The word of God can save you. It can save you. It has the power to work in those who believe. So I call one pastor here, another pastor here, another pastor here, and I will tell them, not pastor, congregation. Do you know about Pastor Naveen? Yeah, he's a very good preacher. And not that. Let me tell you the truth. Oh, he's such a man. Oh, he's a terrible man. Oh, you should hear about him. Now what has happened? I go to his meeting. And I'm sitting. I am not able to receive the word. When he's speaking, that can't be true. He's a terrible man. Why does the devil attack the messengers of God so that people won't believe the message? He cannot discredit the message. They followed Jesus. They knew the Torah by heart. Trying to catch him somewhere. Experts of the law. But he is the law. They can't catch him. They can't catch him. They bring a woman caught in adultery. Throw her before him. Lord, what should we do? The law of Moses says
this.
He was thinking, I gave the law to Moses, you are telling me. He doesn't say anything. They are trying to catch him. Two laws. The law of Moses, law of Caesar. Law of Moses, stone. Law of Rome, only Rome has the power to execute. Remember, in Israel, Rome is ruling. So if he says, stone her, they will stone her and then tell the Romans he killed her. If he says don't stone her, they will say you broke the law of Moses. They are experts. He didn't say anything. He asked him. He looked up. And he said, who is without sin? Stoner. He looked up. It is written, from the oldest to the youngest. The Spirit of God that is upon him
is
working among them. Showing everybody's sins. And they all left. Only she is left. He looked up. Is there nobody accusing you? No, Lord. Does he know the truth? Yes. Right? He knows she has sinned. But what does the law say? In the mouth of two or three witnesses, everything should be established. Says you can go. Only one witness.
Okay.
Don't sin again. This is the problem. Pharisees were following with the law. Experts of the law. They couldn't catch him with the word. The soldiers they sent. Soldiers came back. They said, nobody has ever spoken like this. They said, are you also his converts? Are you getting? So what did they say? To discredit his message. Friend of sinners. Oh, he walks with tax collectors and prostitutes. Then they went a step further. We are of our father Abraham. You? They were talking about his conception. We have heard rumors from Nazareth. You were born before your mother got married. They discredited him so that people wouldn't listen to his message. Why? The devil is called the accuser of the brethren. So we judge doctrine. We have to judge doctrine. We don't judge people. That's why God says, judge not. With the same measure you judge, you will be judged back. Our problem is, we are good judges. Forever judging. And we like listening to judgments. Then our tongues become divided. Our ears are messed up. And then when we hear what God is saying, we are not able to hear. Religion is going on. We are not able to hear. Think 2000 years ago. 2000 years ago. 40 days since Jesus is born. The temple in Jerusalem. Huge temple. Priests are there. Levites are there. Hundreds of people are there. Sacrifices are going on. Prayers are going on. Incense is going on. You see the people standing in line. Line for the rich. Line for the others. The line for the poor. With bulls. With rams. And poor. For the poor, pigeons. In that line stands a woman and a husband with two pigeons and a child. The king has come to his temple. Nobody knows except two people. One is outside. One is inside. The one who is outside. Simeon. Go. The king has come. He knows. He goes straight to the queue. Straight to the child. And takes the child. And he says, behold, my eyes have seen the salvation of Israel. Another woman comes. Old woman. Written about her. Widow for so many years. Lived her life in fastings and prayer. She also recognizes the baby. And prophesies over the baby and men. Two people. Just two people. When the Son of God came into his temple, could hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. Rest of them could not. Yet everything that is happening in the temple is about him and for him. They couldn't recognize him or hear the voice of the Spirit. This is the danger, the second coming also. That's why God warns over and over again. All those who have ears, let them hear what the Spirit says. Spirit says, faith comes from hearing. Hearing by the word of God. You know what Jesus said? When the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? Will he find faith? Why won't be there much faith? Because there is no hearing. Why did we lose our hearing? Because we've been taking in garbage. We poisoned our ears. Poisoned our mind. Poisoned our hearts. Therefore, we are not able to hear the voice of God. That is why the servants of God have to be separated. Have to be separated to hear the voice of God. You look at the men of God. Elijah came out of nowhere, hearing very clearly. Out of nowhere. He was separated unto God. Separated from the world. Therefore he heard clearly from God. And he's able to stand before King Ahab. And says, O King, I who stand before God is telling you this. Until the word of the Lord comes from my mouth, it will not rain again in Israel. Where did John the Baptist come with the message? Repent! The kingdom of God is near. He came from the wilderness. Wilderness. What is the first message Moses has to give Pharaoh? Let my people go. They have to make a 3-day journey away from this world, away from Egypt, into the wilderness before they can ever hear from God. We have to be separated from and unto God. You know what Jesus says in his high priestly prayer in John chapter 17? If I'm right, it is verse 16. John chapter 17 and we'll just finish this and we will. 17 and 18 and 19. Three things he says there. First, the Father, sanctify, that means separate for a holy you. Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is the truth. The word should separate us. The word doesn't separate us. We haven't heard. Our faith is not genuine. It should separate us constantly from the world unto God. Second thing he says there. What's the second verse? 17. As the Father sent him to the world, I sent you into the world. How does God send us into the world? It's a separated people who are sent into the world. Then the third thing he says. What does he say? Yeah. For their sakes, I sanctify myself. Why? Jesus is holy. Jesus is pure. Why does he have to separate? If Jesus goes to places, it makes no difference to him. He goes to a bar. He's not tempted. He goes to a shopping mall. He's not tempted. There's no power over him. He says it, the ruler of this world has come. He found nothing in me. But what does he say? For their sake, I have separated myself. What does it mean? Paul says this. All things are permissible. All things are not beneficial. There are many things which I can do. There's no effect on me. But I don't do it. For their sake. For their sake. Because they look at me. Oh, Pastor went for a movie.
Oh, Pastor got a cinema theater went.
I am also going. I can go into a theater. I don't go, but I can go into a theater. See a movie. Come out, and I cannot remember one scene. Doesn't even stick. The young man in my church, he sees pastor going. He goes. Now he's walking in the movie. Why? Because I did not sanctify myself for their sake. There's much God demands from us. Last, before we close for lunch. James chapter 3. Verse 1. Words what? Sahodar Lara.
Bodhatanamaina Manamu, Mari Katanamaina Tirpu Poduramani Telusukoni, Milo Anekulu Bodhakulu Kakunudi.
Many of you should not become
teachers.
What does a pastor primarily do? Reason? You'll be judged strictly. Judged strictly. Because many people in the church, this is the truth. They are children. What do children do? They don't listen to the father and mother. Babies don't listen. They don't understand. They imitate. They imitate the father and the mother. Many in the church are children. They don't understand half the things we say. But they imitate us. Therefore, what does Paul say? Imitate me. As I imitate Christ. You imitate me. You don't know what the life of Christ is. I will live it before you. I will live it before you. You imitate me. That is to what he has called us. That's what he demands from us. To us, much is required. God doesn't require from the congregation what he requires from us. Much from us. That is the way of Jesus. For their sake, I have sanctified myself. Amen. Shall we pray? Father, we just thank you for this time. We thank you for each servant of God here. Each brother, each sister. Pray you continue to minister to us. Your voice speaks to us. Even during fellowship and lunch. Because you always speak to your children. Thank you for using us. We just give you all the glory and the honor.
In
Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.